Crooked. Podcast hosted by myself, Jay Wesley, sponsored by myself, Jay Wesley. Thank you all for tuning in. This is a special episode because by the time this is released, it will be your one and only's birthday. Another trip around the sun. Round of applause. I would insert that soundbite if I have one, but I don't. But I'm truly grateful, and in true Pisces fashion, I'll be honest with you, I'm not overly excited, but I'm not sad. I'm just thankful and grateful to make it to see another year, and being able to be present in the lives of my friends and families, and you all, those that have been tuning into this podcast, those that have been reading my words and supporting my art and supporting my businesses. I'm so grateful and thankful for you all. I give myself a little plug or shout out. Support the Jay Wesley Collection. That's my merch line. Support my book, From Heartbreaks to Love Notes, written by me. That's a cool book. And over the years, I've been able to accomplish some major goals. And I know for a fact that I didn't do it by myself. Like, I've been supported by those near and far, those that are here and those that are above, and those that guide me. And they're present with me to this day. And until they leave, until I leave this earth, I will be here spreading the good word and being positive and motivating and inspirational. And my goal has always just been to make this world or leave this world better than you found it. And I'm just doing my part. Nothing more than that. I'm literally in everything I do and those that I touch digitally and in person and those that I share my energy with. Nothing more than I'm just hopefully in time. When you think of Jay Wesley or you think of those that know my real name that I've drunkenly shared over a couple of episodes, they could be like, yeah, that guy was all right. He was cool. Drink break. Birthday time. So yeah, enough of that. Mushy. I've been doing some reflection, just like anyone usually around their birthdays. And the theme today, I wanted to share with you all, let me get my little notes. I even have notes. So for this episode, I wanted to share 10 things I had no idea I would face when becoming an adult. And some may find this relatable, some may not. But if you don't, it's all good. I may come up with another 10. You may find one or two in there, sprinkled in there that you may be able to relate to. So I'm going to share these 10 thoughts with you. And that will be the nuts and bolts of this episode. Nothing crazy. I'm, you know, still working on consistency. So second straight week that we're airing every 2 weeks, every second Wednesday, I should be publishing a podcast. But anyway, so let's go. Let's go into this week's episode. Number one, responsibility mixed with awareness will yield both joy and depression. And in a nutshell, adulting has its heavy moments. And when you're responsible, not only for yourself, but for your orbit, and you're aware of what's going on around you, you can find a lot of joy in those moments, but it does open up the door for depression because there is no manual to this thing called life. And with joy, there's pain. And many of us in those gaps, in those low moments, we feel them and don't necessarily know how to express ourselves or who to go to. And we're forced to confront ourselves. And those depressing moments, and there are levels to that too. But yeah, shit, no one told us that adulting would open up those doors. But it's true. I even, and another note, so even attached to that, I've traveled. I'm a traveler. I love traveling. Every year, I usually travel to another country with my friend Brian. Shout out to Brian. And I have this note. I said, I've traveled to escape something, right? Usually when I'm traveling, it's like, you want to go and see the world, but you're escaping something. So I've traveled to escape something only to realize it was myself when I got there. And you know something, you can't always pinpoint what's going on, but you know something is wrong. And usually in those moments you travel, you're like, all right, I just need to escape. But it's impossible to run from you. And until you confront the things that are drag you and bring you down, once again, you'll experience joy, but you'll have moments of depression. Fleeting. Number two, I wasn't emotionally prepared to see my loved ones get older. Heavy, not gonna go deep into that, but I remember my dad telling me at an early age, he said, listen, son, as you get older, you're just gonna have to start getting used to people leaving this earth. And like, I heard him, but I wasn't really like paying it that much attention. And as we get older, it's death becomes a part of your life. And just even seeing the ones that that took care of you and drove you around to these events and were just such instrumental parts of your life, and to see them move a little bit slower and can't lift items that are as heavy, it tugs on your heart just a little bit. Now, no one, once again, these are all the things I wasn't prepared for. Wasn't really prepared for loved one getting older. And it's also tied to number one because, you know, many of us want to be in a position to give back to those that invested in us as kids. And it can be depressing when you're not at a place where you can give what you really want to give. So that's real. Number three, why didn't anyone tell me that candles are this shit? Number three is candles are this shit. Now I'm gonna start joining that Bed Bath & Beyond bandwagon whenever they have those candle sales. I love candles. Now I have a candle I have two candles in my bedroom, bathroom, foyer, living room, vanilla scents. I don't do club home, bourbon and champagne, which is a really cool candle because when it burns, when the candle is finished, they have actual crystals at the bottom. It's called the Love Below. And that's the Love Below. Love it. Like rose crystals at the bottom. But yeah, candles? Man, listen, if you come to my apartment, it's smelling like Bed Bath & Beyond all up in here. Number four, you will grow into spitting images of your parents. And I try to fight it, but the way I check myself these days, I sound just like my mom and my father. And it's not a bad thing. Well, in my case, I don't know everyone's upbringing. I pray that you all had a healthy one. But I am definitely a combination of both mom and dad. And I was fortunate enough to grow in a two-parent household. And I give them a lot of credit because they had their life way more together than I did at 30. Well, they presented it, but I thank them. Thank them for just raising a good kid in Brooklyn. I thank them for giving me exposures. I remember going to restaurants where we're the only black people there. And it's not, we weren't there for validation. One thing I loved about them, we were there because we belonged there, just like those people belong there. And so when I talk about my strong sense of self, a lot of that I just credit to just the dynamic family I'm attached to. So love that. Number five, silence is fucking golden. You know, listen, silence is fucking golden. There's a saying, the wisest is usually the last to speak, and that is the damn truth. I'm usually the middle person to speak because I'm not that wise, but I'm getting there. But knowing when to pick your battles, just choosing your words carefully, knowing when to fire, silence, or just having that awkward silent moment and leaning into it and putting the pressure on someone else at the table. Like, silence is gold. I love silence. And as I get older, as I grow older, I'm learning how and when to choose my words more carefully. My brother has that down to a silence. Shout out to him. Love that guy. Number six, money can afford happy moments, but it can't buy happiness. And it definitely one of those cliche moments, right? You know, money can't buy happiness, but yo, give me $1 million and let me find out. But I remember literally being in positions where I probably had $5 to my name after I paid off all of my bills. And not being able to do much. And then gradually just being more blessed financially. And, you know, like with more money, you're able to do more things. But those moments are usually very fleeting because money can't buy good friendships. Money can't buy lifelong love, right? Like, money can't buy a life partner. Money can't save you from drowning. And it will put you in positions where you just enjoy it, but those moments don't last. And you think because you have money, you can do certain things. You think because you drive a certain car, you can get certain places, but it's one ingredient of a recipe that requires maybe 100. It's important, don't get me wrong, you know, but it can't buy you long-term happiness. It just doesn't. Like, make sure, man, having a support system is priceless. Like, it's those priceless things, like those priceless moments. Though, like, my favorite moments wasn't because of the money I had in my wallet. It was just because of the time I was spending with people during those moments. The money probably got me there. I'm not going to front. But yeah, it can't buy happiness, but it can place you in a nice resort. Number seven, being unique or weird is a superpower. And that is the damn truth. In the long term, I believe nerds win. Those that were teased, I think there is such a huge benefit to not fitting in and accepting that you don't fit in. And I think that's why I don't surf the social media wave like the average person does. Because I remember growing up. Actually, it's interesting. I went to Marine Park Junior High School. Hold that thought. Drink break. That drink is so good. Gotta sit on that for a little bit. So I went to Marine Park Junior High School in Brooklyn, and predominantly white school. I was actually zoned to go to Walt Whitman. But at the time, a student was set on fire on his way to school. And my mom was like, no, absolutely not. You're not going to that school. So she went to the Board of Education. She did what she had to do. She stayed all day until they transferred me. And I ended up going to Marine Park, and that's how I met my friend Michael Lofton. And I remember he and I were in what in Brooklyn they call SB classes. And we used to get teased a lot. And we got teased simply for being smart. Nothing else. Not because we couldn't dress. It's not because we weren't athletic. We literally were teased for being smart. We were called Oreos, you know, black on the outside, white on the inside, all types of names growing up. Just for being smart. And then you see how the universe works. Like, the universe was prepping me for adulthood. And that followed us from junior high school to high school. And I'll never forget our freshman year. We just went to high school. We went to Midwood High School. Brooklyn was a little bit different then. And we're, you know, freshmen in a big school. And I'll never forget, we're sitting at the table, you know, waiting to get lunch. Packed lunch. Rowdy. And we watch these dudes from one end of the cafeteria go from table to table robbing people. And I'll never forget, my boy Dylan gave me a guest watch. I had a guest watch. And I was like, by the time they get to this table, they're going to try and take this watch. I'll never forget that. And I don't know what happened, but they never got the watch. And day two of high school, same thing happened. And Mike and I looked at each other. We're like, nope, we cannot subject ourselves to this all year round. So from freshman year, day two, from day three of my freshman year in high school to senior year and graduating, we spent lunch in the library every day. Never missed a beat. If we went to school, lunch was spent in the library. Got our snacks, went to the library. Cool, we had our little crew. And we had our little bubble, and life was good. Life was really cool, but we were like on our nerd shit. We were like on our weird shit. We were on our unique shit. But that's one of the reasons why Michael and I can have the conversations that we have today in regards to approaching life and approaching entrepreneurship, enduring hard times, because we have a tougher skin. People think just because you're smart and can articulate, like, a lot of stuff, like, we have tough skin. Like, I may look like a pushover sometimes, but And so, in the long run, nerds win. Because in those moments, the only people we had to be were ourselves. And we had a crew. It was like 5-6 of us that would meet up in the library. And when you have a crew of people meeting in the library every day, you're not going there to fit in. Like, you're literally your son. You're just who you are. If you rock with someone, you rock with them. And I think that's one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. I don't care about what everyone is wearing. I don't care what other people possess. If I want it, I will learn how to get it myself. And that stemmed from me just being unique and weird. And now that's my superpower. H on my chest. Clue to my name. Number 8. Therapy isn't for crazy people. Therapy isn't for crazy people. Most people need consistent couch moments. That's it. Yeah, we all. And that is tied to number 1. When we talk about responsibility mixed with awareness, will yield both joy and depression. Yeah, those couch moments are so important. To hear someone with an unbiased opinion that can help you navigate whatever traumas you've endured, or going through. Listen, there's nothing wrong with a couch moment. I personally haven't gone to therapy yet. I have therapeutic moments, and that was stated in a previous episode, but I definitely have couch moments. And I encourage you all to find your couch moment, or to have your couch moments, because you don't want to bottle these things up inside, because it's like shaking a soda can. And when you open the lid, pop it open, you know what happens then. Number 9. America is racist as fuck. Definitely. And it's, you know, see, racism, like, So growing up in Brooklyn too, like I grew up in Brooklyn when Brooklyn was this huge melting pot. So like in public school in Brooklyn, no one is rich, because if you were rich, you wouldn't be in public school, I don't think. Or maybe the rich are also really good at hiding their money. So maybe, but I don't know. But as kids, you saw them as kids. I remember there was just so many ethnicities in one classroom from second grade to fifth grade to 12th grade. Like you just knew everyone, and you just had friends that just didn't look like you. But it wasn't until I went to college and started experiencing the real world. And it wasn't until I left Brooklyn and went away to college that I realized that the world was also looking at me as a black man. And to see how the world would interact with me, as opposed to, I'll never forget, I had this moment in Target where the staff member didn't want to provide service to me. But the moment this white blonde lady whispered, the guy jumped to go assist her. And I just remember the blood boiling from my feet and my boy having to take me out of there. And that was mild. But I also remember a moment in Florida when someone tried to run me off the road, run myself and my friends off the road simply because of our color. And it was a spring break. And just remember doing 100 on a foreign highway trying to escape somebody, you know? This country has a long way to go. And I've had my other experiences with law enforcement, et cetera. And the thing is, I am a good one. I am, on paper, a good one. But the world doesn't care about my behavior. The world cares about my color, or America just cares about my color. And when my color is weaponized, I am a threat. And that makes this country racist as fuck. Fuck them. Fuck the racists. Anyway. Drink break. I hope this is not a whack episode. I hope you're enjoying this. My little randomness. Please, can y'all leave a review? I have like 16 reviews. I have way more downloads than reviews. Even if you don't like it, you could be honest. You know, I may take it personal for a couple of seconds, but I'll get over it. Number 10. Friends are more seasonal than annual. Yeah. And the term friend is used very casually, right? And friends are often a reflection of the seasons we are in. But as we grow, we tend to grow apart, and some of those friends don't always graduate with us. And it's not like, when I say this, it's not like I'm not trying to be this cutthroat person where fuck friends, like friends can go, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, like I really cherish friendships. If I call you a friendship, you're two steps away from being a family member to me. Like, there are levels to this. Like, there are friends I have that I look to as brothers and sisters, because that's how close we are. But when you look at the collective, right, and you look at the amount of friends you've had since back in the day, all of them can't come, right? Everyone can't come. And what you realize is you've had probably over, say you had over 20 friends, but you have a close tribe now. You realize that friends are seasonal. Like you have friends that serve the purpose or a reflection of the time or the person who you are at that time. There was a time I just always wanted to go out and club and drink and just randomly do things and hook up and craziness. But at this stage of my life now, that is far from a priority. But I still know people on that. I still actually have friends that are on that. But it doesn't mean that we're not friends. You don't give up on just because they're not doing what you're doing. Like, friends fill your cup in different ways. But I realize when I look at all of it, like, I have a lot of friends that, or ex-friends that are now more acquaintances. There's no beef. Would never talk ill of them. But my close tribe now has dwindled to a handful of two. And I know a lot of people. And it's cool. That's just how life works. And actually, I have extra credit. So that's 10. Like, this list really could go on and on and on. So extra credit would be, not would be, it's going to be, love isn't the fairy tale we imagined. And the majority of us will fight more than one villain in our lifetime. And sometimes the villain is ourselves. Do I want to go deeper in that one? You can leave in a comment if I should have gone deeper into that one. I'll repeat. Love isn't the fairy tale we imagine. And the majority of us will fight more than one villain in our lifetime. And sometimes that villain is ourselves. And, yep. I'll leave it right there. Oh, actually, no. I actually had another one. I was like, happily ever after isn't around every corner, and we will burn many matches before we find our flame, before we light our flame. That's the truth. There's this line I have in my book. It goes, I've broken many hearts to fix mine. And I still struggle to recite it, but it's hurtful truth. Extra credit. Sometimes the fork in the road is religion and spirituality. Extra credit. Sometimes the fork in the road is religion and spirituality. And I will be honest with you. I grew up religious. I grew up in a religious family. Grandma used to take me to church every Sunday. My brother and I sometimes would fake sick to not have to go to church. My mom would still make us go. But as I've gotten older, as I started to discover non-denomination churches, like, I've been on a different path. I've been more focused on my relationship than my religion. And in 2021, I've just had some trippy things happen to me personally that has steered me towards a stronger spiritual path. And I am going to get into that one of these episodes, but I need to learn more so I can convey accurate information. But yeah, who knew? Who knew? I still have my kiddie Bible from back in the day signed by my grandma. But that fork in the road, I've definitely reached that fork in the road between religion and spirituality. So yeah, thank you for attending my episode 13 TED Talk, Crooked Halo Crew. I hope this was an enjoyable episode. It was enjoyable for me. Definitely feel light, not even drunk, but I am on the verge of tipsy. Give roses. How do I want to give roses to before I get out of here? Another year, another birthday. I'm being super discreet about my birthday this year. You probably won't even see any mention of my birthday from me on social media. I'm just going to be grateful and spend with people that I care about. Who do I want to give roses to? Give roses to my granny. Give roses to my granny. My granny's not doing so great, but thank you for drive me to church every Sunday. Never. Whenever I had bad moments, you saw the good in me, and can never take that away from you. Giving roses to my granny. Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 13 of the Crooked Halo Crew podcast. Please remember to leave a comment. I would really appreciate that. Please support my writing page, Right His Wrongs, on Instagram, Facebook, social media platforms. Support my merch line, the Jay Wesley Collection. Really good, inspirational, feel-good clothes. And just continue to support this podcast. It's me sharing my thoughts. It's me finding myself in the process. And I hope this is leading to some form of discovery on your end. I really thank you all for tuning in. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Peace.